Ciao.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome. This is Jethro Smith, the founder of this wild group of fun individuals that you get to listen to on a weekly basis here in Blog Talk Radio. It's PsychicsGoneWild.com. We had a little wild moment. We started out with applause because Jethro couldn't figure out what to do with the button, so we got to hear a little happy moment. And speaking of happy, you guys, tonight's Friday night. It's your weekend, and get ready for the actor, producer, psychic medium, fun community activist, the one we love, the one and only Patty Negri. How are you, Patty?
I'm good. Welcome back, Jethro. Missed you last week. It was so great to have Gary here. Fun to work with him, but we missed you. Hi, everybody. Yes, they're all waving their head yes.
I'm so glad to be back, and I love Fridays. We have such a good time. I know a lot of you individuals that have been calling in have been enjoying the readings. We've got the emails already here, a stack of them, and I found out that, you know, you guys had told me a really funny thing. You like to write me, and I didn't realize that not everybody gets this on Facebook, and someone told me, they said, Jethro, where do you get these people? And I just kind of tease you guys. I love you guys. I know that it was a blessing. You guys came in my life, and I want to thank you. A lot of you have been with me from like 2006, 7th, and 8th, and it's just so fun, and I love it. I'm reading here right away. It's like, Jethro, you and Patty together are just complete chemistry. We think you're crazy, but we love that crazy. So please stay crazy. Okay, we will, Dennis. And Jean's writing down, this is the funnest part of this, listening in on Friday nights. Patty, you read for my friend 2 weeks ago. You had said some things, and she was a little nervous about it, and she went along with it during the show. Later on, as we were sitting here, it really impressed her. All of these things just came flowing back, and she's like, that lady is really psychic. She told me things that nobody else knew, and that I was a little awkward about. She said, I ended up talking to my friend. We spent most of the night sitting here rehashing the reading and listening to it again on Blog Talk Radio. We love you, Patty. You're the best. There's from Christina.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh, hi, Christina.
Yeah, we got you going on the energy. You guys were listening. We do have a fun new one out there this week. They did one for it, and it's Walking on Sunshine. I know you guys were teasing. We do have it. I've had a lot of people writing in on what is your idea of what we want. So, Patty, tonight, for a little bit, we've got a lot of different ones who want to do a video, but they want to do what we want. They love the magic with you. I have someone here writing. They still want to do a Harry Potter one. I do know that Russell does do that he does that character, so mm-hmm. If you do contact Russell, he will do the video. He is one of Patty's fans too, which worked out really even better because he teased me, and I found out that he's been giving discounts because he likes to do Patty videos, is what he wrote. So now the truth's out, and now we know that, you know, Russell's easy. I'm just saying that, you know, he doesn't really care about, he more wants to do one. So get a hold of Russell there. Patty, what kind of a video would you like to represent you if I were your a fan and I was making one?
Wow. If you were a fan and you were making one, I would want, this is, sounds like a, you know, an easy answer, but I want to see who you are, about you, and, you know, not just about me. I love that you love me and say why you love me. That's sweet. But, like, I'm Fred, and I'm from Iowa, and I like to pick flowers, and I love you, Patty and Jethro, you know, something like that. You know, I love the magic stuff too, of course. Anything to do with magic and light and love is awesome. But I'm so, you can go hippy dippy, you can go ET, you can go all corporate, you can surprise us.
I love that. And see, as Patty's telling this, I've got a friend of mine, Rick, over here is writing me from Colorado. See, that's what I'm telling you guys. You know what she's saying is she likes to have fun and she's a good person. We're all here watching and learning. Patty, I've got to ask you a question here. As I'm looking at my pictures and friends that I have, I had a friend tell me that they were seeing an individual around me. Ironically, I had a friend pass away when we were in high school. Twice now, I've had individuals that had no idea of this tell me that they see him. Do you feel my friend still here watching over me? Is this possible?
Of course it's possible and improbable. Especially when people go young like that, there's still so much life force to me. See, they're ones who they're happy they've crossed over, but they like to come visit and hang with people who are close to them at that time. So I would say that's a pretty darn for sure yes.
Oh, see, and now we've got you guys that are going into this. We've got another question here over here. Michael Hammington is asking, as I have worked with a lot of individuals, Patty, through the years, I am a nurse, and I have had a lot of individuals go over to the other side. I have often sensed the energy and felt the energy there as the person was passing. Is this what you mean with the veil, that energy I actually see that is very light, bright energy, and then they pass, or does the veil look something different?
Well, the veil can look a lot of different ways. You are literally seeing their energy. The veil is like the wall between the two worlds. I figure it's like the wall between your bedroom and the living room, but it's not really a wall. But it's literally that next place going through, because there's many, many dimensions. And our dimension is, you know, separated off our little three-dimensional here is now human world. And to go beyond that is when you get into all those other dimensions. So you're literally seeing the energy that's going up through the veil. To see the veil, I've experienced it and grays and like movement, almost like going through stars, often very watery. But people can have a whole lot of different experience when you're crossing through the veil itself. It's very expansive.
Find that very cool. Look, we've got a lot of you guys, and we got it now. You guys are going to hang on for a minute. You're typing so fast with the emails. I'm having trouble. My eyes are getting a little crossed here. I'm going to be able to read without even opening one of them. You guys are just, well, right. They're writing down. They said, Patty, this is what the exciting part about listening to the shows. We always learn. I have worked with individuals, and my uncle is an undertaker, and we have for years worked on working out, and every so often we go in and we cleanse the place to take the energies out. I love to do this, and I got to tell you, Patty, you're like my soul sister. I am a very positive little petite female woman, but I agree. It's fun, and the other side is energy. It never frightened me once, and I know that I have older brothers who run whenever we say we're going to do a spiritual cleansing at the undertaking house, but undertakers often sometimes say that they also feel that energy. Would you be willing to work around a place like that, or would you feel that energy might be bad? What is your opinion on it?
Oh, no, there's nothing bad at all. I've never been afraid either. I knew when I was a kid, see through the veil, see dead people. Nobody told me that that was supposed to be scary, or that death was something scary or bad, or no one told me, so I just wasn't. It was always this beautiful experience, just the next phase of life, and it's actually probably much more life than we have here. Again, that expansive feeling you get. Nothing scary about working there. I think you do clearing and cleansing is good, and almost as much from the living people that are there as from the dead, because so many people go in so sorrowful, because mourning their deceased people, you've got to keep that cleansed out. But the dead people themselves, yeah, there's nothing scary about being that. Sure, you're going to get some less than joyful souls and stuff, and you clear it out. You know, we're all different, but it's a good thing. And it'd probably be a very interesting place to work.
I love that. And I have a friend here asking right now, they're saying, Patty, I think you rock. I'm scared. I don't want to do it, but I would like to go to a ghost house with you or Jethro. I think that Jethro probably would be screaming, but you would be laughing, and it would be fun. You're pretty accurate. I want to tell you, you now are going to work on psychics. Well, no, I'm teasing you, but that is funny. I am nervous of it, and as you guys have heard me over the air, I can honestly say Patty does safe and precautions and does a very professional seance, and I had other friends teasing me at the time, knowing that I was going out to California, they told me they wanted to see the video. They wanted to see what had happened, what was the face of Jethro while I was freaked out. It was like, it was a very unique experience. I also was very impressed as friends and other individuals began to work with this level of idea, is that also I began to really go through another individual work with it happening. Patty, can you tell a little bit? I have some person here that's writing. I know you get this quite a bit, and they're asking about what is some ideas and what give them some new ways, Patty, that I can use magic. I've got a candle and I've worked with it, and I love making it dance. I'm now working with a friend of mine that they said that I might be able to do mirror magic. I'm a little leery of that. Patty, tell me what I can work with that you feel would be safe for me. I'm a newbie.
Work with energy. Work with, just like when you're working with the candle at first, work with, what I'm working a lot with people, again, because we need it, is literally breath and sounds, toning, as Jethro calls it. I call it hecka work and things. But build, if you want to get into magic, like say a spell working, anything, I want to bring health. I want to get a new job. I want a new boyfriend or girlfriend. Just don't name that boyfriend or girlfriend. Work up the energy. So create your own. There's no right or wrong. Go with your intuition. There is some guidelines and things, but there's truly no right or wrong. But work, the next step up is, once you've tried that candle thing, is build up the energy. One thing you can do, that between two worlds, if you're standing up, literally rock side to side, left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot. That literally keeps spirit likes movement. So if you're just standing there, usually it might look a little crazy, but everybody does it all the time. Just the tiniest, you're not even moving, left foot, right foot. Number one, that's, I'm 1 foot in this world, 1 foot in that world, 1 foot in this world, 1 foot in that world. And then you just start building the energy. Again, you could do it through a chant. You could do it through voice sounds, a ma chant and selfie. You want me to do a little baby ma chant? Really, so you're, picture that thing that you're going for. I'm doing a money spell. Picture that thing. Feel it in every cell of your body. And then start bringing energy up through the earth and down through the heavens. And then with every cell of your body, do a vocal thing. I'm going to do it, you know, one iota of what it should be. You're going to start really low with this, ah, and you're slowly going to bring that sound, ah, ah, and right when you hit that, shoot your wish out, shoot that magic out, shoot that spell out, and you give it to the universe. It's the most powerful thing you could do. Again, make that last like a minute or two, not, you know, 20 seconds, and do it as loud as you can. You want them to hear you in the next city over. And wow, if you have a friend to do it with, or two or three friends to do it with, or you're working in a circle, you will bring the roof down, and you will feel it. You will taste it. That's that magic working. Magic in itself, what it is, and I always say that, it's creating that focus, that such desire of, this is what I am creating here. So the rituals, the candles, the oils, the herbs, the vocal sounds, the, you know, dancing on 1 foot, hopping up to the moon, whatever you're doing, it's all to really put towards that individual laser beam focus of what you're creating, and then you shoot it out to the universe, to the heavens, to whoever you're shooting it to. That's magic.
I love it, and I've got a magic for you guys. I want all of us to think of this, do this vibration, and this is a visual that I have. It's a positive. I've had other friends agree tonight. We were talking about in our psychic circle here in Tampa, Florida. We need to have a reality TV show of someone with a camera following Patty Negri or me, Jethro Smith, and our week, and then add it to those shows. We could have a weekly show, you guys that are doing this, and it would be actual real, where we're over here talking to an actual real person. We would get people to agree. It wouldn't have to be for confidential clients. Those of mine are going, oh, no, you don't, Jethro. I've been with you for 17 years and my husband would have a fit. I love you, Kathy. No one's going to tell. What we're going to do is we're going to seek it around. And you guys, I do have, and I laugh, you know, we have a lot of people that I do use other names. Our winner, Linda in Georgia, I hope you're listening in Loganville, you are a winner. We know you go by the alias Linda. Linda, you won some of the prizes. We got a bunch of prizes we're going to give away again tonight. And Connie, our lovely Connie that's in the room, was our winner. She made me very grateful that she won the reading, and she was the Jan fan. Those of you guys remember that contest. Get in that psychicsgonewild.com, put in those those contests. We've got some crazy stuff coming up. Patty has graciously offered. Patty's got a reading in this time of those of you who are putting in. So let's get that reading. Those of you who want Patty's reading, go to psychicsgonewild.com, put in for it. We take and print it out. I take it. It's private. It never goes anywhere else. We share with you only what you put on there. And then you have to send me a snail mail, because even though you've won a reading or you've won this stuff, you have to put it in, because what I got to do is I got to have that snail mail to send it to you. You'll get a cute little envelope, except for Connie. Connie didn't get it in the envelope because Jethro was having a silly moment, put it out, and some neighbor took his bag. So now Jethro takes all of his stuff to the post office, and the joke is, my neighbor told me, he goes, Jethro, that guy probably has more Psychics Gone Wild shirts than anybody. Okay. So put in for it. We also, Patty, we want to do Patty, letting everyone know, I'll have Patty send it to me this week. We'll put a headshot of Patty. It'll be a Psychics Gone Wild Friday Patty Negri shirt, and then it'll be on there sent. Now, and I've had the contest. I've been proud to say that I've signed a lot of them. I know that right now we've got Gary Wimmer shirts out there, Bonnie Albers shirts. There's an Amy Kavanaugh, Jan Bach-Drakey. Get the signature is what someone teased me. I laugh, and I don't mind signing the shirt. I'm sure Patty will sign your shirt.
I love
double
to sign a shirt. Yeah.
You know, and get a hold of Patty and do it. You know, the number one American Federation psychic is here on Fridays, and it's Patty, and now I'm getting yelled at. If I don't pick up the phone, they're going to take away my treats. Okay, we'll pick up the phone. 216, don't take my candy. How are you doing, 216?
Hi.
Hi, welcome
Hello?
To Psychics Gone Wild. How are you?
Oh, you are so funny.
Thank you.
Oh, I need to laugh tonight. I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing much better. How's that than I was at the first of the year?
Mm-hmm. This Pisces has been, this running in with Capricorn to Pisces has been rough on us. I had a person tell me when it went out of here, they felt the release, and I'm glad you're doing better. You are.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Sharon.
Sharon, we love you. We were psychic. We're supposed to know, right?
I mean, I know. You know, and I honestly thought that it's on the caller, you know, on the phone, but I guess, you know, that's not always the person on the line. I get, you know what I mean?
Oh, I do. And they give
me a caller ID.
Yes.
Go on, what?
No, you're okay, Sharon.
Anyhow, my name's Sharon. How's that?
We love you, Sharon. What would you like to ask me, Patty? We're both getting excited. We're like, we're going to get in trouble, and Patty's going to ground both of us. No, Patty's silly as we are. We found out she's wild, too.
Okay. I have a question. I am looking for an employment. I'm on my third month now, okay? And I had an interview last week. I have one Monday. I have one next Wednesday. I mean, they're all coming together. But my question to you, Patty or Jethro, am I going to get one of the jobs that I've already submitted, or do you see me getting another job coming up in the future? The bottom line is, what's the time frame, if you can pick up on that?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I know, career. Everything revolves around money. Isn't that the truth, though? Oh.
I know. I mean, what is this guy Bill anyway? Who asked him to my house? I didn't.
something's already in the creation. So I'm getting that something's already in the creation. So that could it mean that it is something that you've already put in for or looked for.
Okay.
And again, and you can really help create. You're really good at moving energy and creating what you want. You know that,
the mood
right?
I've been in lately. I know I've been in this mood, and I just can't get out of it for the past like week. I'm so, and I got to get out of this mood. I know it's my own.
Okay,
that's
let's get
my
you
issues.
Out now.
I know it's because I'm not. Yeah. I know.
Whew. Yeah. Yeah. Do some Z sounds. Do some all the heck that we talk about. And we don't have to do it right now on the air, but when we get off, just do some Z sounds. Ooza, aza, ooza, aza, ooza, zel. It will totally bring it because that's the fire. That's the dragon strike. That's the lightning strike between heaven and earth. That will just. You'll feel it in the base of your spine coming up, and it'll just re-empower you, reinvigorate you. Do it, you know, if you have like a minute, you'll just like, woo!
Patty, now, when do you see me in a job? Can you pick up on that, or is that too specific? Because I know you're not God.
I'm not. Okay, so we have a job within a month.
So important.
I think you're going to have something within a month.
Okay.
I feel that.
Perfect.
And I'll tell you, there's stuff going on with you, Sharon, and it's a little harder here now. We're getting this. This is why we're both getting energy. We're going to grab that out of you. There's something holding us, why she's wanting you to do the chakra and the kundalini. See, the thing with the Fridays, you get to dance with me and Patty both, and we love you. So we're grabbing energy. Feel what we're doing. We're both putting light towards you. I honestly think that we could ping-pong psychically probably even the crabby in the world. We could change the country if they just let us get a hold of them, because I can feel what's happening. You're not doing it, but there is something in there in the energy, and I see with Patty saying the month, let's escalate that. Let's bring that baby home a little quicker. Do some cinnamon in the house, some really good cinnamon. You can get, you know, and I don't mean go, you know, grab the cinnamon out of the pantry that the cupcake didn't see. Get some really good cinnamon oil, like, you know, a couple dollars at a Botanica or a place there. Put some energy, because what I feel that the money is coming in with the energy, and they're telling us that job is, but I keep getting there's something going on with you and the applications. Now, you're putting in all over. I feel your energy putting in, but they're showing me that it's got to do with like a set system or something, you checking back a little more. You've got to get – something's going on. It's like you're almost there to it, and I feel that's why we were getting a month in it, and I feel like we can bring it in a little quicker. And that's some of the magic, too. That's why we do with the light and the manifesting. I got people writing, yes, I'm Christian. They've got oil to Jesus, too. Frankincense and myrrh, ma'am. We got people – they're always – I got people always write me. I love New York. I love my Skype friends. And then I've got a few in Manhattan that I'm going to change their zip code if they don't quit. I've decided. It's going to be Florida because I want them down here to tease. But what I love with you and I've got going, Sharon, is I'm also feeling something else. Talk to me just a few minutes here about what you've been doing with your – the guides are holding you back from work a little bit. You're going to promise me that you're going to take care of you with the drinking. Is it coffee or something you're drinking that you're not supposed to have?
Something I'm drinking. I do drink coffee, but only once a day. And honestly, I drink wine, but it's once a week, and it's probably like 3 glasses, and then I go to sleep.
Well, I'm an advocate of wine. I'm not that I'm a wino. It could be another
career.
Oh, I
know. No, no. And I'm being totally honest with you. But And I do know the way. Maybe it's I'm smoking. Maybe I'm smoking too much.
Something you're taking in is getting in your yellow, dear, and I can feel it. And I'm not trying to be rude, and I'm sorry you just met me and I'm reading your tummy. Don't slap me. I'll be good. But I just want to read the energy, because what they're telling me is it is, yes, it is. It's the nicotine and the energy in. And what it's doing is the caffeine and the nicotine are making something there a little bit. And it's a shame. You picked my addiction, Sharon. We're family. I think that we probably have bought the same company.
So are you saying to watch my stomach? Is that the thing, my stomach?
And the guys are telling me there's some things going on seriously there. I also see you being able to kick that. I did that. I can tell you, take a little jar, a little baby jar with a little water in it, and every time you have a cigarette, it's fine, but you've got to put the butt in that and carry that with you, because that's what your lungs are looking like. It'll have you quit. And if you're doing any kind of native brands, go to just the kinds that are just all natural, an all-natural cigarette.
I just started more since I'm not working. I was really low. I was doing like 2 a day. Now I'm like up to 5. That's a lot for me.
And I don't want it to happen. And I'm going to mother you because I love you, and you're called Psyche's Gone Wild, not Psyche's Babies. Psyche's Gone Wild, we love you. But what I want you to do is I feel you going through it, and promise me you'll give it some look at it. I'm not a part of this with American Fit cigarettes, but I can tell you those natural ones, they don't have any of the chemicals. Too many other ones do. I'm a certain man. I didn't say the name, but I did that for almost 30 years, and I couldn't quit. The guide's got me to quit with this through Sedona. You take and you do that. It'll work. It's like you get rid of that addiction.
So your guides are telling – I didn't think it could be – it's the smoke. So your guides are warning me. That's what you're telling me.
It's a combination of the caffeine and the cigarettes together, the nicotine, and that's what's doing it. It wasn't bothering you before because you were only doing, like you said, 1 or 2, but those two are deadly on the yellow energy. You know, and it's like it's doing it, and your guides are trying to get it. And I'm going to put the prayers out. You've got my respect. That's the hardest thing. I've been there, and it's like, okay, guides, put her in. We got a month. I got to go, Sharon. They're kicking me from the back, saying I'm spoiling you, and we love you.
I'm so sorry. Listen, thank you. Okay, have a nice evening.
Breathing. Do some deep breathing. Like pretend you're taking a cigarette. Do some deep breathing. That will help all that.
Thank you, both of you. Have a nice evening, okay?
Thank you.
Bye. Love you, Sharon. Those of you tuning in, this is Patty and Jethro, both hyperly getting them. I got some laughing to go, it's Friday. We got you where we want you. We have a full house, so if you're having a wait, hang on, relax, and don't smoke, you guys. Have fun with us and tease. Grab a cookie. You know, make sure you have some fun there with you for a minute. We are gone wild, and it's Friday. 949, you're all in time. How are you, 949?
Hi. Good.
guys.
We love you. We're just sitting here going, wow, can you feel me if any gravity? That lady was dancing with Kristen, and she didn't even know she was a pretzel. Well, we kissed her on the head.
My question to you, there's a teacher at my school that I used to work with last year. And I was just curious. I mean, I just can't get a connection with him anymore, and I used to work with him in his classroom, and I don't understand why. I don't know what the problem is. You know, I know he had some problems at home, you know, with family and stuff like that, and but now this year I work in a different classroom, and I don't know what it is.
Okay, and I got to get your name. I apologize. My guys won't let me read without permission.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Selena.
Oh, cool. Selena, rocket name. I'm glad we asked. And I do feel dangerous. I'm jumping on this, Patty, and I apologize.
Yeah, don't ever apologize, Jethro. Jump.
I take a week away, and then she's like, Jethro, we need to chill you out. There's, you know, cause I'm like, I feel this. I'm getting the energy with you, and I'm feeling like that there's some other things going on in that school. This is karma is what's happening, and this is why this is going through. Now, tell me what's going on with you that's more of an issue of why you've got this apprehension, because I feel like I'm picking up some other things odd here. I'm picking up some stuff that's not so good that maybe we karmically don't want to get into, and I know you're not a nosy Nelly. I can feel that, and I love you dearly, but there's something that's pulling you into this draw. Can you verbally say to me what's going on here? Because I feel like there's a motion behind this. I want to make sure we're doing the right intent.
Well, the reason why is that now recently my son goes to that school, and he's in his class. And so I have concern about that. But, you know, background emotionally, you know, I have a lot of stuff going on from trying to finish school to I have an ex that I have issues with that continues to cause havoc with our son. And so I'm under a lot of pressure to make sure that my son is on task. And so it just saddens me about that teacher. And I just was curious about what was going on with him and, you know, was there a problem with me or is it not me?
Okay, Patty?
I don't get that it's you at all. He's got his own stuff going on. He's got his own issues of something that don't have anything to do with you. He's at a crossroads about something. He's got some stuff, some life choices. I see that he's got some, you know, probably have nothing to do with school or anything like that. He's got some serious things, and so he's just pulling back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree with Patty, and I almost got me because you got to watch. You know, I'm the blabber lips, and I know with respect with it, but they are saying that, and I agree with the very much of the privacy, and I also feel I want to really help you with something. This is going to work out to be a good thing for both you and the situation by him doing this. I feel like there's a higher hand in this. That's why they said karma doing it. And you got to take care of tonight. I'm in a motherly mood. See, I've been with all these Pisces and healers. You guys are like, Jethro, you're never going to another holistic convention as long as your face can eat, because I'm reading energy with you, and I'm feeling it real strong here. They're also showing me that we've got to work with you a little bit on your feet and legs. There's something going on here. You've got some
feet
kind of energy. Mm-hmm.
My feet and legs?
Yes.
I haven't had any pains or anything.
Okay,
I just recently started exercising to some videos at the house, but I feel like I need to do more exercise.
And please, and that's what they're showing me here. They're showing me do a little bit of the exercise, doing something with ankle stretches, knee stretches, a little stretching with your feet, legs, in those energy, because it is, like you said just recently, they're showing me that there's some held energy in there, and I guarantee you by you doing a little more of that, with the working with them a little more, doing more stretches with the feet and the legs and the calves, I see you doing what they call a half step, you know, where you go on a step and then you stretch your foot, you do the half up, step. I see this really helping your energy, because when I'm reading your energy, it's going through there and it's coming right down into where those are going to come out. You're going to feel like the new woman. It's like somebody just plugged you into GE Electric when the energy comes through there. You're like, come on, and believe me. And I know it's painful. I'm the biggest wuss. My girlfriend is very phenomenal yoga, and I'm like, you go do lazy dog, crazy dog, or whatever up dog. Dog made me scream mommy. I don't like doggy. But when it does the energy, I feel like you doing some of those with your feet, and that will do it because there's energy going in there. Do you agree, Patty? I mean, I'm feeling it like down to her feet.
No, completely, yeah. And yeah, she's on the right path starting, and go for it.
We love you. Hope you had a good time.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We've got a surge here, and you guys got to bear with us. I know the phones are going crazy. It's called Patty's Fan as a Founder, we call it. At this time of night, we always get this extra surge. And so hang on to your phone. Call 855-345-4710. If you get bumped, throw it around. They sometimes throw us out of the show while we're doing it. It's called High Energy. 508, you're not that late. Come on in. How are you, 508? Would you like to have a reading?
Hello.
Hi. This is Jethro and Patty, and you are...
My name's Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Welcome, Donna. You ready to...
I've had a lot of negative energy around me lately, and things have just been really crappy for me and my husband for the past year or so. There's a couple of good signs going on. I just want to know, is there improvement? Is something... is this all
going to
end good?
I just pulled some really good cards, yes. I got the Stars card, which is about hope and possibility. I've got that you're going to get stronger. It took a lot out of you, whatever you guys have gone through. So this is about getting your strength back and getting your mojo back. And you are already seeing signs. You're already seeing that it's picking up. But also pay attention to the language of numbers. There's some signs in that for you as well. You know, notice numbers. You know, there's a message or some, you know, patterns in that for you. But, yeah, I think you're well on the path to betterness. And you just have to really pick yourselves up because it zapped you a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
Jethro?
Yeah. Oh, I'm very much in agreement, and I'm loving what they're saying with you. They're telling me that there's some other things going on that you need to do some lemon. A lemon will absorb some of that negativity. It's really inexpensive. Carrying it, bringing it around, let it take it. Sometimes when I've done a lot of readings with people who are a lot of trauma or things, I'll hold that lemon to let it do it and to do a carnation cleansing where you get a white carnations. You can get them like it's phone time. Are we all ready? Tea's on. Just tease on. The guys are telling me to do the carnation, do a cleansing where you go in with warm water running down through, like just warm, do a cleansing, take the carnation and run it through over your body. Are you very Christian, Donna? Because I feel like you have a belief very strong with the higher energy.
Yes, I am.
Do the Our Father and Art in Heaven, I'll Be Thy Name, that prayer for you, because it's going to balance your chakra. You can do the same thing with other mantras doing it. We were talking, Patty was saying with the Tony, they're telling me your heart chakra, we need to do the ah, like ma, and do that like we were doing earlier, ah, and do that vibrational energy to raise that baby up. And you heard Patty do an excellent one, just raise to do manifesting, do the same ah. Start at the, now, and I know I'm bass. I had someone just write to me, go, Jethro, do I have to sing bass? Only if your dad sing tenor. Quit teasing me. You guys, I'm a bass. Sing in the voice that you're comfortable, raise ah, and then go to your highest that you can do energy. And I know if, you know, people, if you're in a bathroom, you live in an apartment, be a little awkward, but you just do it high, you know, do an energy, just ah. They're going to be okay. You're going to feel your body alleviated, the water doing that cleansing. Then get out, air dry, relax, and it's going to be there out. They're telling me that this person's also, there's a lot of jealousy, and you know, they say no one can stand alone. Know that you can stand against jealousy. Do some reflection, some mirrors, and some shielding. Do you know what I mean, Donna?
Jealousy?
Yeah, I'm feeling jealousy. You've got some people that are... I know, you're all surprised. Girl, what you got going on? Why are they being mean to your feelers? They better leave you alone. I feel like there's something going on there, that there's some energy there of some negative... It's just odd things of people, and you're not aware of it. See, that's why you're saying that. But what I feel is you need to put up some shielding, because it's like they're not... They're feeling like that they just... I don't know what it is. They don't like you, or there's something negative is what I'm feeling. And it's something jealous. It's got to do... I don't feel it's like a jealousy of you after their man, or jealousy there's something going on that way, but I feel it's a jealousy that you have some things in your life that they're not able, or that because of their relationship they can't do.
Or maybe because I got a husband that's haughty and he's 12 years younger than me.
That's it, isn't it, Patty? Patty, see, you women, I love women. Patty, what would you say? Well, you have a haughty husband. How do you handle those girls?
Sorry, I have to keep muting between my phone and my dog. And
Patty's the one who would go down. Poor Patty. It's like,
she's going to sit here on mute all day. I love having a haughty husband, and I love when people look at him. I trust him. There's trust there. If there's trust, I want to go, yeah, I'm with him. I'm lucky.
I love you. Yeah. I love you too. Listen to these ladies. And what's cool is, you know, the energy though, but you've got, I mean, you've got some energy there. And I feel that putting up a shield, visualize yourself a very positive energy here. And I'm going to get a little man warfare. You put the psychic energy, you visualize it, you put it in the energy, and you visualize as a ball in your hand turning very silver, very good. Raise energy very strong, feel it getting bigger, bigger, and feel yourself step into that energy, and it will work. And I'll tell you what's cool, like as a guy going to a party with, I love having a hottie girl, I want a cutie on my arm, I love it, but it's very, and what happens is, for me, I start to feel it in my back. Pretty soon, about halfway through, I'm like, okay, you know, who's staring at her now? And you kind of like, you get the thing, and you love what the energy does. That shield will put the energy, and you'll feel this reflect back. What also will come back is whoever, whatever this is, it will reflect back to the person doing it, and they'll stop doing it because it makes them uncomfortable when they're doing it. If someone's sitting there going, I want Don and him to, and I want it, and I got it, you know, and they're doing that kind of negative, you get to feel it in your sensitivity. Putting that ball, as I call it, that silver shield, stepping into that mama, working with it. And I told you, shielding, that's one of the easiest ways to do it. There's a lot of others. Donna, we love you. And you know what? You get a hold of us. We got some other meditations. We were talking about toning those positive energies. Put some incense in your house. I keep feeling that there is a fire going on with the energy there, but they're showing me love and nohana. Nohana is an herb that you burn for like love, or you work for energies to help with that, to enhance. I'm also getting a lot of vanilla. I'm feeling that you have a hottie. You're a hottie. You're a cute hottie. You're one of those hotties that we love you inside and out. That's the real hotties. I mean, Patty's that way. Patty's a beautiful lady, but she has a beautiful heart with it. You know, and you are that same way, Donna, and I'm feeling that that vanilla and those energies will also help this other absorb, and it will go away, is what I'm getting.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I agree.
We love.
And you're a hottie too, Jethro.
I'm a hottie. Hey, guys, look. Oh, thank you, guys. That is my night. I'm coming back to this show. They treat me like. I know what I got out here. I got my peanut gallery. They're like, yeah, Jethro, you're a hottie. You've been on the salad bar for days. I have been on the salad bar eating. Leave me alone. BC Watson, are you all ready to talk to us, BC?
Of course I am. I'd like to thank you for taking my call.
Hey, where have you been, BC?
Oh, man, I've just been busy here in Vegas, loving life out here, and couldn't ask for a better setting.
I'm so glad, and thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. This is one of our callers that's called in a few cuts just a couple of times and helped us do winnings and everything. I used to laugh because we had a system there where you'd call in periodically and we'd tease you. It's Patty and Jethro, and I know you are one of our fans. You've complimented different times before. What can we help you with out there in that Wild Vegas?
Right now, I am seeking financial aid right now for school. It's been kind of like not being consistent as far as getting any kind of communication from the office. And I just want to know, do you all see that going my way?
You're going to get financial assistance. Let me ask that. You're going to get financial assistance. I get that you are, that it's going to come from an outside source that you are. You have a great voice, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I've been told that.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful resonance.
Thank you.
And be smart. There's something the universe wants you to be smart about. I don't know whether that's in how you do the applications or in how you – there's something – not that you're not smart and that you wouldn't be smart, but there's something you need to be extra smart with, and you'll know what it is when it shows up. Like you might go, oh, and I'm going to do – ooh, wait, step back. Step back for a second and then go, oh, this is what that be smart is. And then you're going to just, you know, twist something the tiniest bit or tweak it the tiniest bit or your presentation or your words or your something. And it's going to make a really big difference, the tiniest little tweak.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm definitely planning on doing it. I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm definitely planning on doing it.
Okay. You'll know what I'm not trying to be a mystery because it hasn't happened yet, but it's something to do with this moving forward, with this money, with this career, with this school, when all this stuff going on. It's almost a presence, something that's going to slightly shift the package, the presence, the what you're presenting.
Okay.
You'll know.
I agree. I feel very much with it. They're also telling me that there's another pattern for you that's going into an energy that I feel like love's knocking at the door or something. Something's going to happen here where there's a person with relationship going on for you.
Really?
I feel like it.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
I've been having great communication with one of my coworkers on the job, and I feel very positive about it, but I'm not sure if anything's going to happen with that or not. Can you guys get in her? Well, try to get in her energy or not, if you guys do that.
Yeah, I'm saying yes. I feel that's what they're telling me. That's what this love thing is going in. They said it is good. I feel like in permission-wise, they're saying you're going to be love with it, and when you brought up the energy, that's where I feel that is in office. I also feel it's a good thing. It's time for you. You're a good, noble, nice man, and it's time for you to have a good, noble person. Like you, they keep saying it like that. I keep feeling like family of yours or someone that loves you dearly is telling me that they've given their approval, and you'll know it. This is a woman that's of yours that's given her approval. That this one would be a good, like a good match for you.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, great, great.
And I even just pulled the lover's card, so there
Ooh.
You go.
Well, you got a lover's card by Patty Negri. We better
you
write that down.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay. All right. Well, thank you for calling, BC. Definitely please tell your friends out there to listen to Psychics Gone Wild and, you know, put in for PsychicsGoneWild.com. We're going to be giving away tonight a reading and a few other – we got some other stuff over here for a couple prizes tonight. I think we've got a book by Gary Lithmacy, Reading with the Art of Stones, and I'm not sure what other toy I've got. I've got to look over there. Oh, Ladies Arango is giving away bracelet, a beautiful bracelet that she made that you can wear and accessorize going to things. And so – we've got that. I want to thank you, Shirley. Shirley just wrote me today, let me know that she received her present. She's been not feeling very well. She wanted to thank all of us on Psyche's Gone Wild. It made her day. So those of you look on Facebook, she put it there and put it in and was very gracious on our Psyche's Gone Wild site. Thank you, Shirley, for writing back, and I'm just glad you enjoyed it. You know, the fun thing is the shirt, I've had people tease me. I put that crazy chef's hat on there for a reason. I will let you know there's a story behind it. The little kid that ripped that hat off for me in Disney World will always know because I yell like a kid. I'm like, I want my hat back. So that's why the picture, they all laugh. But I was having fun. I like to do dress up too. So going into the energy here, I've got a couple of you guys. Hang on. Don't go anywhere. 626s. There's a couple of you and a 770. We've got a lot of other phone numbers coming up. Hang on. Don't get wild. We'll be with you guys shortly. I just got to take just a minute here. And I've got a person that Patty, I'm supposed to let you know that this person is very much your fan. They're a little shy. And they're asking a very... what they consider a very silly question, and I promised them over the air, there's nothing silly. They're asking, Patty, if they felt that they could go and be certified and work with being a psychic, what would they do to be able to become part of the American Certified Psychics, the true and accurate light workers that they've read about in a book that they picked up in Barnes & Noble?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, you actually talked to me. give me a call. I don't have to be the one to test you, but you are tested. You are certainly tested, but it's fun. You send us your information if you have a website, your background, your experience, everything about you, no credit card numbers. Just send your information and then give me a call. And depending on your specialty, like for psychic or psychic medium, there's several of us who can test. If you have a certain specialty like astrology, then one person would test. If you're witchcraft or into magical arts, I would test. And you could look on the website, American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums.org, or if you don't want to type 900 letters, just AMCPM, AM for American, CPM, Certified Psychics and Mediums.org. And there's a whole thing about membership and what you have to do. It's a wonderful organization. It's like people like Jethro and myself, and we're here to support each other and to raise the bar on what we do as light workers, you know, getting rid of all the scam artists or the cheats, the fakes, or the ones who are real but aren't honest. And we lay it right out. This is what my fees are. These are my this. You know, everything gets background checked. So just give me a call. I can give you all that information.
I love it. And that, we've got a person right here about Kimberly Ward. We need to have Kimberly Ward on. Kimberly Ward is another one of us. And she's a friend of Patty's, friend of mine. She's a very beautiful person. I was really sad the night that Skype wouldn't let her play. And you can ask the people from my Skype site. They never got so many complaints from me in their life because I couldn't get Skype to let my friend come on. We figured it was energy. She joked and said that it had happened before and that she's up here in New York. I'm in Florida. We made funnies at the time over the weather. But you guys, we will have Patty ask and maybe have Kimberly on again. I would love that. We've got a person right here that they're saying, Patty, I got to tell you, every time I listen to the show, you just seem funnier and happier. I've got the spice for life. Listen to Patty on Friday, laugh with her, and my weekends go great. I can't wait to have another fun weekend. Tim. Okay, cool.
Ah, thanks, Tim. That's cool. Well, yeah, we're a good team, Jethro, and it's Friday. How can you not have fun on Friday?
And I'm always so glad. By the time we get here, I've had all these readings. I've had my psychic circle. I had the friends. I feel like this is my, strawberry shortcake dessert. And it's like, here we go. 626, you're on. 626-551. If that narrows it down. I know there's a lot of you from that area code. 626-551. Can you hear us?
Yes, I do.
How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. How are you?
Great. You brought your whole, you brought everybody in the neighborhood. I've got about 15 of you. I'm like, okay.
We come in crowds.
It's safer that way. I know how these radio shows work. Welcome. This is Jethro and Patty, and you are?
My name is Tina.
Hi, Tina.
Hi.
You're so sweet.
Oh, thank you.
Do you have a question?
I kind of feel like I've reached a crossroad in my life, and I was wondering if there's anything you would tell me with regards to potential personal relationships or my career educational path, and if there's anyone around me that's watching over me or guiding me.
Yes, you're at a crossroads. I see a lot of things shifting up. Did you literally feel a weight lifting off of you recently? Whether literally or figuratively, something just really shifting?
I don't know.
Because that's what I'm seeing. That's what I'm feeling. Really, almost like this little veil, this little blanket kind of, or it's in the process of right now, just shifting. So everything's going to get a little easier. Everything's going to get I see expansion. I see stepping outside of your comfort level, stepping outside of your comfort box within all those areas, in career, in relationships. You have several. You have lots of people watching over you. One man. There's a man. He's kind of tall. Do you know who he is? Is he? He might be somebody you knew in life.
It's possible.
Yeah, he's one that's really standing out. He's like right now. He's kind of behind you to the left, and he's tall, and he's a little bit older. Not real old. He's representing himself like, I don't know, 50s or 60s. Has a gentle, rugged but very gentle look and soul about him. And he really, really watches out for you. And you have a lot of angelic energy, too, around you. They don't get real close, but they're there. I mean, they are close, but I don't know that you connect with them yet.
Sometimes I feel like I do. Sometimes I feel like I don't. I don't know if I'm convincing myself or if it's really something that I feel.
Just trust yourself. And Jethro, you were starting to say.
I'm feeling the same. I'm agreeing with Patty. I apologize. Sometimes you'll catch me. I'm like a chatterbox, and I can't chill it out. It's like, and I love it. And I agree very much in what she said wholeheartedly. And I love what they said. Make sure that trust in yourself and feeling the energy. I also, the guys are telling me that you've been brought front and center. You're going to be one of the individuals that are helping with the angel work, working with stuff this year, and you're going to be helping some other people. You've got a very good gift at heart. You're very positive with other individuals. And I feel the love that you give other people. They feel that. It's like you spread the wealth. You're really good. You're a good egg is what I'm trying to say, is what they're showing me. It's very good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Love you dearly. Psyche's Gone Wild. We're headed to the next one, and thank you for bringing all your friends. Please stay with us and go to the. We're going to be in the next after the next caller. We're going to give away. So all of you guys go to psychesgonewild.com, and we're going to pick that winner. So we're going to turn around and grab a. We've got a 770. What do you know? 770. You ready to Psyche's Gone Wild? 770.
Yes, I'm here. How
welcome.
Are you?
Wonderful. This is Jethro and Patty Negri, and you are.
My name is Ron Jefferson. I live in Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Ron.
How you doing?
Good.
I'm new here.
Welcome. All these men with fabulous voices tonight.
Thank
I like
you.
It.
I,
do you have a question?
Yes, ma'am, I do. I recently lost my wife, and I wanted to find out if there's ever going to be anyone that I can spend the rest of my life with. I was just curious about that. Oh, I don't like the silence.
No. We're mentally talking to each other. You go. No, you go. I want to go.
Exactly.
It's a loved one. You go.
Okay. I'm feeling this with the energy, and I'm feeling there is some things happening with love in you. I feel that the love and the parts that are happening, there's something else that happened with you, Ron, that you're working out another strategic way of dealing with you and love. You and love have been through this rodeo before. I see there's a side of you that's very romantic, very strong, intense, and I see there's this working with it, and your guides are saying, this is you got to be careful because when you fall in love, you fall real hard.
I do.
That's what I'm feeling. You're a good, I'm saying you're a very good romantic person in the energy, but I'm also seeing there's a little bit of things there that we want to make sure are working out well and good because I feel that you've got your heart placed, but I'm not sure. Talk to me a little about the person. There's something going on here with the energy. I feel like there's something going on emotionally. Like I feel like the person maybe is in a space where they want love but not ready or something there.
Yes. It's a friend of mine.
Yes.
Wow, you guys are right on point.
I feel it, and I feel like you're really good, and I feel like that there is some other love and energy going on, and I can feel that you're also dealing with this at such a level that not everyone knows really how the intensity, and that's what partly intrigues you. You've got a way about you that also you love the romance, but it's got to be real, right on. You really have to have that chemistry. And I'm feeling it's kind of a sadness here. I feel like this person's I just feel like they're not sure, or there's something there that's causing it, and it's a sad thing. It's one of those silly, like you know. And I'm a cook, so I relate everything to food. It's like that little odd lump in the gravy. There's something there with this relationship this person's going through, and you're patient, but I feel like the timing is going here.
Right. I don't think it's gonna work because she has an interest in someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that she's interested in, and she's much younger than I am, so I know this is not where I should be. I fully realize that because I'm in my 60s.
You know what? So what? Age is nothing, and I love what the guys are saying with you, and I feel that other person. That's what I was. There's something that makes sense. That lump. It's funny. We'll call him a lump. The lump in the gravy is really messing with your dinner, man. Because what's happening here is she's in with this person, and this person's not so good for her. And this is where I feel the really energy that's happening. I agree with what the angels and the guides are showing me, and this is where I I'll tell the truth. I'm close. I'm a seasoned reader too, because what I'm seeing. Back in the day, I'd be like, come on, and I'd be wanting this to go. But I see what's going is I see this person doing it. I see you're ready and capable. I see she's in the energy. Patty, what are the cards saying about this relationship?
Be brutally honest, please.
Oh, that's the right one tonight.
Well, I'm seeing that just don't let this get in the way of somebody more suited to you. I get a little bit, you know, like you said, she's younger. Age doesn't matter at all. Age doesn't matter, but she's in another relationship. I'm not sure it's the time for this one. It might be, but just make sure that you don't have blinders on because there might be somebody more perfect right around the corner.
I'm hoping that's the case.
Yeah, that's what I'm
really
seeing.
And could you all tell me who my spirit guides are, what their names are?
Ooh, do you want to do the female side and I'll do the male? Because he's got a lot. You got like a team over there.
You have a team. You have a gang.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you have...
Really?
Yeah. Okay, if I'm doing female, you have one and a slightly older woman. I'm not getting a cool name on her, but short and small and beautiful, older. She could have been a relative or something. Kind of round hair. I don't know. But just
sure.
this gentle spirit. Is that ringing a bell to somebody? Kind of
that
a round face.
That was my wife.
She loves, she's like right there, and she's really cool, and I like her, and she's got this, I mean, she's got umption. She's like with me and Patty, like we're friends.
Yeah.
We love
yeah.
her.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Yeah.
And she is right there
babe.
For you. Oh, she's right there with you, for you, protecting you, watching you. She's great. Okay, Jennifer, you go with the next one.
I love it, and I feel like there's a male here. I feel there's also a person that's a little older male, and he did believe in spankings. He's joking about how other people were nervous to him. He had a deep tone in his voice, and he was a taller man. He also had big hands. He's like big. I don't feel he was a little man. I feel like he was a bigger person.
My grandfather.
He says that he's, he says you know with him. He said that he always knew with you. He's like there by your shoulder, and he's joking about the fact that you sure have had a good run for your time. This person had this is your grandpa, because he's also telling me he has big hands. I mean, I got to tell you, I'm a very big person. I'm a 6'1" man, and this man's got hands like that. It's like he's got a hand, and I laugh because I keep seeing his hand there touching you, and he keeps telling me that you also are working at what was supposed to be with this energy and the love. And him and your wife are together joking. They're like messing with you. There's times they laugh at you like, oh, he's still doing that. You know, they're just like those two are. They're, like they're having fun with you is what I'm going to say. Yeah.
Well, I do appreciate it.
Thank you. We love you. We got to run. I apologize we didn't get more time. Ron, definitely get with us on PsycheScumWall.com. Did you put in PsycheScumWall.com for this prize we're going to give away?
No, I will, though. I will do that, sir. And I do appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you, Ron. Jethro,
much love to all of you.
Love to you. Jethro, people were asking earlier in the chat room, how do they win a prize?
Oh, very good question. Mm-hmm. Go to www.psychicsgonewild.com. Go on the left side. It says contact us, or let me make sure here as I'm saying that. I want to make sure I'm correct because I love my I have very good helping people. Contact us. It's the third level on the left side, home, about us, and then contact us. Click on that, and it will come up and say, please fill out the form to be added to our gift raffle pool. Okay, Jethro, I will not eat toffee. I'm trying to speak. Please fill out the forms below to be added to our gift raffle and to add your special guest requests and wild ideas. We welcome your comments. Prize winners email, and it says psychicjethro@aol.com. You can fill out the information right below. Send it to me. Hit the send button, and you're in. I've got a bunch of people tonight, and I'm going to turn around and go with it, and it is... The winner tonight is, Artina Monti in California. You won. Rockin' girl. Yes, it does happen. She writes down, do you guys ever give these prizes away? Well, yes, we do. So there's the comment for you, Miss Tina. So there you go. You will be getting a nice little prize mail. And I do tease it takes 5 to 7 days. I sound like one of those guys. Everything's going to win and you're going to great, but you got... Deal with our mailmen. I love them, and they're very good people, and they work real hard. And I got to tell you guys what I do is I send it media mail because not only cost, but even more importantly, I want you to get all the stuff we've got. So I send you some things. You will get a CD from Linda Irwin playing beautiful music, our phenomenal CD. You'll get a T-shirt of Psychic Jethro and his crazy chef hat. And you're going to get a half an hour reading with the one, the only phenomenal Patty Negri. It'll come in an envelope, and it tells you how to contact Patty. So you get all that in the mail, and you do it. And thank you for listening to Psyche's Gone Wild, and we love all of you guys. We are the crazies. Oh, yes, and I love it. Yes, I'm keeping the necklace. Nancy Kell runs and says, Jethro keeping Lady Orango's jewelry? No, you'll get a necklace from or a bracelet from her. How did you know? It's just my color this week. You guys are like ornery to me. I've missed you. Why you mean? 626-340, what do you know? Are you want to talk? 626 is now shy. Okay, we're going to go ahead and go past that 626. I apologize if you get missed. Sometimes I try to go back, but we are really got a lot of people, so we're going through it. I do tease, so you got to kind of catch me. I know I'm a quick talker. How about 661-380?
Hi.
How are you? Hi, you got in. You pushed that other one out of the way, didn't you, girl? What are you doing?
I didn't want you to hang up. My name is Brady.
You didn't want me to hang up. I wouldn't hang up on you, girl. You're a cutie. I'm not a hanger upper. I'm a holder on her phone, whatever it is.
Yeah, my name is Brandy, and I was calling to see if y'all saw any love coming my way.
Ooh.
Love. Oh, and now we've got a cute female voice. I'm just into voices tonight. I'm just loving everybody's voice.
Yes, it's beautiful. Brandy with the energy. You're doing with Cupid. Now, I'm getting a little past, and I'm seeing something happen. I feel like, why am I seeing somebody who, they're making a joke, like he wears the baseball cap backwards or something?
I don't know.
I'm feeling a person here. I feel like there's something still of a friendship, and that's what they're telling me. There's someone that's a friend that's like this, and I feel like that you two have not ever been real, maybe, but there could have been something more with this friendship. And they're showing it like he's being silly with you, but he's got a smitten boy crush is what I'm seeing.
Ooh, I don't know who that would be.
Okay, I don't know why. Talk a little bit. Maybe I'm sorry I jumped in. Maybe we had, and Patty, help me with the card you're pulling for Brandy, because I don't know why I'm seeing this person, but I keep seeing him.
Well, I'm seeing someone. I don't know if I'm seeing the same person. I can't see the baseball hat, but but I am seeing somebody, and he's a young energy. Not saying he's young necessarily chronological, but youthful in spirit. I am seeing a guy like that, sharp. I think a good thinker, a witty guy. I see a relationship for you. I see a very traditional relationship coming in. Something that you've been creating it. You've been kind of figuring out what you want, what you're looking for, huh? And kind of asking the universe for it. You've just started doing that, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I've been doing that for a while and just waiting.
Okay, but I see you doing it in a new way. I see you do it in kind of like, wow, a new clarity of what it looks like is what I'm seeing, a new hope, a new belief system. And he's on his way. The sun is with you. The universe is with you. Your heart is ready.
Do you have any idea what he'll be like?
What he'll be like? What I get is youthful spirit and sharp and witty.
Yes. And that's it. And that's this person. It's like he's a silly friend, but sharp and witty. And he's like, puts a hat on silly. And it's like, you guys are at a carnival. I'm seeing you at a place. I'm smelling cotton candy. I smell the fun of it. I see you guys together in love. I'm feeling this like, woo, woo. And it's like, you're in for the ride of your life, girl, because this one's the one who loves you. And like Patty said, he's just really got the you. He's vibrant is the word I get from it. And that's what it is. And it's like, I feel that's part of why you have, because this hasn't happened yet. Sometimes I get a psychic flash and I apologize. I get so excited. I need to date it. I had someone tell me, they go, when do you see this, Jethro? You and so I'm dating it. I'm feeling this happening. They're showing me that I'm seeing this essence of this person coming. I also feel like you need to start going on those other dates that are even. I feel like you've got people that are a little silly, but they're a really good dates is what I feel. I feel like there's some silliness going on around you right now.
Well, I don't have any particular love interest right now.
So we need to, and you know how to clean that out in the house, right? You know what and you've listened to psychics, Jethro. You go in your house in the feng shui, in the farthest right corner, walk in your door, your house, and you look in the door, the farthest right-hand corner, make sure that four-foot space has got something new, pink, red, vibrant. It'll bring new love in. Make sure it's cleaned out. You know, definitely nothing under your bed. Never put anything under your bed. I don't care if I got extra space. I live in 2 foot of feet and all that. No. Extra pillows, bring in the love, bring in the energy. Make a space for that person. Also start setting up an extra spot there. So what if the neighbors or somebody comes by and looks and sees you've got an empty plate? They might think your Aunt Agnes came to visit and she's on the other side and she's a light eater. So just put that plate there. Put that baby in. I'm telling you, it works. And if you need help, write Psyche's Gone Wild and write Jethro, and I'll write you a free, I'll send you a free one. It's called an angel letter, and I'm living proof of it. My girlfriend will tell you. I wrote the letter with some friends, with some help in Sedona, with some other people teaching me stuff, and I was teaching a class psychically, and it works because they brought me Kay in less than 2 months.
And Kay is an amazing, beautiful, amazing woman.
Oh, thank you. And she loves you, too. And she's just a sweetie. And it's like, and what was cool was even as a psychic, they spin this psychic around. I could see stuff and know. And I was like, okay, I'm going to be in California and I'm going to be with a gem. And I'm like, well, I wouldn't go to California. And I'm thinking, okay, they got the light. And I'm given this a ratio in my own mind. Well, I did respect the people. It blew me away when this person walked in. And then, you know, she's like, I live in L.A. And next thing I know, I'm going to crazy California, loving it. I swear by it, California has my blessing. It's the most funnest place.
We love you here, Jethro.
Yes, I tell you, someday we're going to have, like, we're just going to go for weeks. We're going to go and do psychic classes, readings, works out in California, bring in the masses. And I still think that. I'm praying for it. I see it, a realistic show where they come around and follow me and Patty for a couple of weeks and put that baby on the TV. See, let's show them what. I want them to see what we really do and all the fun we have. People don't understand that we're talking this hype and doing it. I'm like this. I had a friend tell me tonight, they go, you're seeing that person's aura. I said, may I? And the person said, yes. We sat and talked, made friends. The woman cried. She told me, she goes, this is the most fun I've had. She goes, you just saw what was going on in my health. And I said, the guys are telling you to eat Concord grapes. They're telling you to eat the other energy. It's like, those are the things you should be doing. It's very good. Kay's all listed. Do you hear all the compliments about you? Well, she perked up. We saw her. They're telling how beautiful you are is what Patty said and how much we love. Brandy, try it out. We love you. Please keep listening in and tell your friends about us. And I hope to someday send you a prize. Okay.
Bye.
Someone grabbed our brandy. We want our brandy back. We didn't say you could have a drink of her. What is going on? I can't even make a funny about the reading, but those there. And we've got, this is one of the people that have wrote in. We've got 815. You're on Psyche's Gone Wild. How are you, 815?
Hi, how are you?
Great.
How you doing?
I'm really great. And going in here, you wrote me in the room and you gave me a man's name and now you're a woman. Are you?
Well, my first name is Ray, R-A-Y. That's
okay.
What I usually go by, but it's confusing.
I want to mess with you. I'm just teasing you. I'm like, okay, Ray.
Oh, that's okay. You're funny.
Thank you. And I'm trying to be funny. I'm trying to be silly. We've got this craziest thing. We're doing a Gone Wild show with psychics. And then I look down, and I apologize. We've got another number that's going to be 305. We will go back. We're trying to get a hold of a couple of you. What's going on, Ray, is I think you've got energy. You definitely needed to get in. And I wrote to you. You wrote me. I said, you're next. And then you scared me for a minute. I want everything simple. I want it simple, and I want it casual. No, not really. Ray, what would you like me and Patty to help you with?
What do you want to tell me? You see, my mom, I miss my mommy.
Oh.
Aww.
She's been gone almost. I miss my mommy really bad.
How long has she been gone?
Almost 11 years.
Wow.
You know, her and my dad, my parents died 6 months apart. And I was I was so depressed. I was on Xanax. And I'm putting the death certificate in my dad's thing, you know, because he died second. And I looked and I thought, oh my God, I put the wrong one in, you know, for the insurance or something. And I looked and they died at the exact same time of day.
Wow.
6:36 p.m. I thought that was
wow.
Neat.
That is very neat. And it sounds very planned and calculated. They just wanted to be together.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Maybe I think she might have been letting me know she was okay and that she had my dad with her.
Mm.
Love it. This is Patty's alley. Patty is excellent doing her mediumship. I mean, she can bop over there like I go to McDonald's. It's like she's on. She's
all
good.
This talk of food, strawberry. So I can,
you wouldn't believe how many times I want to pick up the phone and call her.
Well, you know what? You can. That's that dream school I talk about. Did she have something with her head? Did she get headaches or something with her head in the end?
No.
No? Okay, because I just got a whole head pressure with this and trying to tune into her. Do you get headaches or have some pressure with your head?
No. Yeah, once in a while. Yeah, sinuses.
Okay.
And my kids,
my kids give me
headaches.
Okay, there's something
the one
that you're
after her is a big headache.
Okay. That's what she was pointing out. She had. Would you get them? She says you can control them and you can get rid of them.
Who?
She,
oh, the headache?
Yeah.
I thought you meant the kids.
Yeah, mom says
don't
get rid
drunk.
Of the kids. No.
Yeah, they get, she comes back. They come back.
Oh, that was funny. No, the headaches. I don't know why she just pointed it out to me. That's why I said to she said, oh, my house just got really light. Wow. Wow. Your mom was a strong presence.
Yes.
Yes, she was.
Wow. And she loved you so much. She says you need more light in your life. Do you know what that means? And some of it might even be literal light in your life.
Yeah,
you get
I know. Well, her granddaughter broke my picture, a part of my picture window in the house. So I had to block it up until I can get another window in it. So there's no light coming in the front room.
Yeah, she doesn't like that.
But she threw a baby
like
toy. Huh?
Oh.
She's picking up her kids' toys. And she said she accidentally knocked it, and I'm thinking, yeah, right. So anyway, that's why it's dark in the living room, because I got to get my window fixed.
Okay, she does. Yeah, and get it fixed as soon as you can. And in the meantime, make sure you get out and get some sun, get some light, go other rooms that have some more light. One of the girls, a fellow Federation psychic, just asked, do you sing to your mom? She hears singing.
Sometimes that my daughter Gloria does, I think. She used to sing to us.
She used to sing
all the time.
Oh, so that's probably what Sherry's hearing. That's what you're hearing, Sherry. But anyway, she was this beautiful song presence, and she still is. And when you get those headaches, not that it's a bad thing, but she says that you there's a way to get rid of them. You know how to get rid of them, and you don't.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? She says you know. Okay. So just get rid of them when they get there and get more light. She just loves you so much. She loves you. She loves what you're doing. She loves what you're doing with the kids. As well as a little more light, she says you need a little more color in your life. Does that make sense to you? Bringing in some color, even if it's like a pillow or a scarf or...
Oh, okay. Probably.
Yeah.
I can't stand winter. I hate winter. It sucks.
Yeah.
I live
okay,
in Illinois,
wait,
you know. It's been terrible. It's been so cold. I hate it. I can't even.
Yeah, so that's what she's wanting, light and color. And she said that's going to just, not that you're not cheered up, you sound beautiful, but she said that's just really going to help you in essence. And she just loves you. And your dad's there too, but it's your mom that's the talker.
She was a very strong person. She was for women's lib before it even was, you know, I can remember, you know, because I'm 56, and I can remember back, I'm really smart, and I have a good memory, and I remember the things that she was really a strong person.
Hmm.
Really a nice person. I really miss her. I think, I got a reading just like a couple years ago, and my daughter was pregnant with twins, and my mom, and they go, your mom's, and me and my daughter weren't talking for a while. My daughter wouldn't talk to me for 2.5 years, the one I named after her, and she said, well, your mother said that she had to send the twins, and I thought, oh, thanks.
Wow.
They're great, though. I love my grandkids, my daughter, but I have two beautiful granddaughters, identical twins.
Oh, how sweet. So you got the twins. If you want to talk to your mom, do that dream school I talk about. If you can't find it, you can find it on my blog on pattynegri.com and go back and see Dream School. It's an article about Dream School I did for American Psychic Magazine. But put a glass of water by the side of your bed when you go to bed. Ask Spirit as you go to bed. Just say, okay, I want to enroll in Dream School. I want to connect with my mom, my dad. I want some guidance. I want to develop my psychic skills. I want an answer to what I should wear on Tuesday. It doesn't matter what. Just say you want to go to Dream School. And then when you wake up at first, you may or may not remember. It may or may not make sense, but that's okay. Same thing, if you have a regular time you get up in the morning, set your alarm for 10 minutes before and then hit that snooze button. And in that sleepy time before your left rational brain gets all thinking, hit the snooze button and go, okay, Dream School, I have 10 more minutes. I don't have to wake up. Give me some guidance. Give me some focus. Mom, I want to talk to you. You give me some guidance. When you wake up in 10 minutes, you'll have so much clarity and so much focus. And then if you can, spend a couple minutes journaling, thinking, did I dream? Did I not dream? Do I remember it? What is my emotional state? How am I feeling? You will get so much growth, and that is such a good way to get start connecting with deceased loved ones.
Well, I'd like to get out and start talking, using my voice for women's rights and stuff, but I've been too busy helping my daughter with her twins, but they're 18 months old now, so...
So do
it. I mean,
take that to Dream School, then, and you'll get some guidance from your spirit guides, from yourself, from all this stuff. Take it to Dream School, and then really get a little journal book and write. Commit to like 2 minutes a day. I'm just going to write, and at first it may be hard. You're going to find so much. You're going to get so much expansion, so much guidance. And don't drink the water. Throw it out. No one should drink water right next to their bed. And everybody does. Doesn't it taste bad in the morning, if you think about it? All those studies that they've done, like if they have glasses of water, and if you're mean to one glass of water, and if you're loving to one glass of water, the molecules literally change. And this is science. This isn't woo-woo or spiritual stuff. This is all. And so drinking water should be kept a little farther away. But dream water right there for dreaming, and it collects all the energies. It can collect bad dreams, but it'll really help enhance dreams. So give that a go.
When I was 5 years old, my grandpa was visiting, and my mom was 100% Italian. She spoke Italian fluently, and grandpa, he hardly spoke English at all. So anyway, I'm sharing a bedroom with my brother, whatever, and I was 5 years old, and he was probably 2, and my mom kept saying, don't wake him up, don't wake him up, don't wake him up, and they're outside in the garage, and my grandpa found a bike, sickle out in the woods or something, he was walking, and he was doing the bicycle up for me, so I'm inside the house, and I'm laying down, and I heard this voice, I swear to God, it sounded like a man, and it says, don't get scared. I'm going to be with you always. You're going to wake up your brother or something. And I went, don't get scared. And I ran in the I ran to that garage so fast you could see the smoke. I was so scared. With that, I know I don't hear voices. That's the only time I really heard that so clear. Was that something?
No, yeah, that's sort of something. And you were open to it. And probably the reason you maybe haven't said it again, because you did get scared. If it happens again, choose not to get scared and go, if it feels good, if it feels like, oh, you can always tell, is this a spirit I want to talk to or a spirit I don't want to talk to? And if you can really, flow away the fear and be open to it, that's something you could get more and more if you want.
Well, I remember, it was trying to stay in a calming. I remember it said, now, don't get scared. And I thought, what? Because when you're 5 years old, are you kidding? And it really scared me. But I just wondered if it was a guardian angel. He said that he would be with me always.
Sounds like a guardian angel to me.
Does it?
We love you, Ray. We got to roll. You definitely better keep
hold
of us.
Did you see anything good for me in the future?
I see lots of good stuff, and I know we have to go. But I see a beautiful stability about you. Not that you're not stable now, but I see even this just like this grounded stability, like you're really claiming of yourself, your space, your life, your world.
Okay.
We love you, Ray. I hate to run on you. We got a bunch of people. We're down to the last few minutes of this show's already over. And we did an hour and a half, you guys. 304. Did you want some more 304 or some? Or Susie?
Hello.
Or hi, welcome to Psychics Gone Wilder. How are you?
Fine. How are you all this evening? Been busy. I've been listening to the show.
Yay. Did we do okay? Did we get to stay?
Yes.
Oh, good. Yay. I love it. I love it. This is Jethro and Patty, and you are?
Lori.
Well, Lori, would you like to ask us a wonderful question? I feel like there's something going on with you. You weren't just listening. There's something happening with energy around you. I'm getting all these really pretty butterflies, which tells me you're in transition or you're ready to deal with some more people or something's going on. I'm seeing butterflies when you got on the phone. Oh, sorry, I just dropped my arrowhead. You scared my arrowhead.
I'm ready for love and just wondering when it's going to happen and what I can do to speed it along.
Go Jethro. I feel that. I feel it's there, and I do love love. I got to tell you, with the Scorpio and the Libra, it's just yes that they're telling me that it is there, and that's why I'm seeing those butterflies. I'm seeing the transition, but it is telling me that it's closer to around with May, and I do see there's an individual that's going to be there, and I'm seeing and I laugh how my guides, they show me like a pocket calculator or a person that carries that kind of thing. I'm not saying you're going to be dating a geek, but you are going to be dating someone who is very much into mind and matter. They're very smart and very fun. They're also, I feel like you have something going on here where someone is trying to come back, and I see you shaking your head like you're not going to date that person again. I feel like there's someone that's still trying to go with you.
There is, I have an ex, but oh my God, I have an ex. But I also have somebody that I was seeing for quite a while and off and on. And he sort of acted like he wanted to come back around, but I want something permanent and stable, and I'm not real sure if he wants permanent and stable. And I want butterflies myself in my stomach, and I want passion, and that's definitely not my ex.
And neither one. And I got to be honest, you're clearing it out. That's why they show me the butterflies and the transformation. You have a good point. You want something more permanent. And I do feel the one that's trying to be there, they show me something. I'm not trying to be mean, but they show him like a little sly-eyed. And it's like he's trying to like, okay, I'm going to come over and just pinch a piece of cookie, but I'm not going to get busted. You see, I always bring up food. It's my favorite hobby. But he's reaching in, mm-hmm. trying to get energy, and I see your guides going, uh-uh. And part of it is that he's also got to realize that he wants to be with you. He's got to strengthen up and be part of it. You're a good, loving person. You're not mm-hmm. playing with emotions. And I feel he also, not to be mean, but I'm going to be blunt, I don't think he measured up for you. I keep feeling like there's something about when you two were dating, I keep seeing you yawning or like kind of like, okay, like you wanted more than what was going on or something.
My ex, I would have yawned.
Okay. The wrong man. Okay.
The other one was quite exciting. And if he would say, yes, I'm ready to make it permanent, I'm ready to make it stable, I would hop right on there. But until he does, I'm not going to. Because I'm much more sure of myself of what I do want and what I don't want.
Patty, what are you seeing for our lovely Lori and these two wild men that are in the past, and what about our future?
I'm seeing something new. I'm seeing something fabulous and new. Something just drops in your lap. And I'm literally seeing it, like, dropping in your lap.
Well, that's good, too.
Yeah.
And I'm not laughing at you, Lori, but I was a waiter, and I dated someone for 6 months, and they told her something like that, and I dropped her spaghetti. It was wet in her lap. We ended up dating later, but it's just, I'm sorry. I hope this isn't what's happening for me. I'm just teasing. I've got a sick sense of humor.
No, I don't want something literally dropping in my lap, no.
I didn't mean literally dropping in your lap. Okay.
But that expression and what we're both getting with that, Lori, what's happening here with this? I mean, you really want the guy, but he just don't want to commit, or is he? And you said woo, well, alive.
Really, he really. We have so much in common. I really enjoy him, but he's kind of like he's in a relationship right now, and he's kind of. I feel like he's kind of he's scared to leave that one. Because it's secure, and he's scared that this wouldn't work out, but I need that leap of faith. I adore him. I absolutely adore him. I know that I love him, but I need to be loved as much as I love someone. And I need to feel
you
that.
You do.
So, and I'm sticking to my guns this time. My marriage was much more comfortable. It was a very, very easy, very comfortable friendship. There was no passion. So I've definitely had like a list that I've written it down and I've like said it three times and burnt the letter. Just stating what I do want the next time. I want somebody, I have a strong personality. I want someone with a stronger personality than what I have. I want somebody that has similar ideas and thoughts. And I want somebody good in bed this time.
I think that should be a customary list. If you're dead in bed, get therapy, work with it, something. I don't know. I agree. I think you've got, and I think that's legitimate. I love what you did. You've also put out what you really want in life that should be there. Patty and Magic, she's on that. Is there anything you feel that, I mean, Patty's, this is her area. What else could we have missed of putting out for her to make sure she gets the best of the best?
You gave really great things about making space for it in your home, in your life. Cinnamon is the best love herb. Put a little cinnamon in your hot cocoa. Put a little cinnamon in your coffee. Wear love colors, if that makes sense, of things that make you open. Just keep thinking open. I mean, there's a million little things. Love spells and fun things and...
is there something I can do since I am attracted to that second person that's kind of coming back and forth out of my life? Is there something I can do to encourage that?
Not really. There's a certain chance that it could go with that person. But again, I'm still seeing somebody. Just better. The prize is behind door three. There certainly is a chance. Everything is free will, and there certainly is a chance there. But again, I see something more wonderful. But no, I could give you an easy love spell. I could give you, but I would tell you, you cannot use this person's name or face or
cheating.
It's manipulative because we can make them fall in love. But if he didn't want to fall in love with you, it would be the worst relationship you ever had, and he'd be the stalker you're trying to get rid of. Mm-hmm. It there's too big a coin to pay. It's too tricksy of magic. But email me, and I'll send you one of my favorites. Well,
we love that.
And again, he might. There's nothing written in stone, but otherwise, know that there's better.
Okay.
Because there's something attached there.
And I sound like we're real silly, but call us at Psyche's Gone Wild, and we'll read all the juicy details and be silly with you, and we love you dearly. Lori, we hope you've had a fun time. We got 3 minutes.
Yeah,
for giving you that beef. We are rocking. This is Psyche's Gone Wild with Patty and Jethro. It's Friday. We're having fun. Those of you who haven't had a chance to have a reading with us, I really encourage it because not only is it fun, but it's what we do best. Go to www.psychesgonewild.com and you can find Patty Negri, Jethro Smith, Gary Wimmer, Mystic Haven, all of us, Wild Psyche's Gone people hanging out. I love you guys. I know that there's a new video. I haven't had a chance to see it. I heard that it was on the email. I do have to tease the video that you guys did for Dina and Amy. We do have to have the right people's faces. We have had the funniest thing. I do thank you. That is cool. But when you send me a video, you know, I don't know who those two ladies are, but both of our two ladies are very beautiful blondes, and you sent me nice-looking brunettes. They were nice people, but I think they might get bugged if we put their face up as Psyche's Gone Wild, and what if they don't like psychics? That does happen. There's a few of those people out there that we haven't touched their heart yet. But the day is young, and me and Patty are still out there being light workers, helping everyone. I know a lot of you guys, I'm sorry, 828-904-860-305 and 626-626-4 of you. We didn't get a chance tonight. We only had an hour and a half. Get a hold of us. Have a reading. Patty and me are here for you. We will give you that reading over the phone or through Skype, or if you guys are in our area, in person. I know that I had a person tease me tonight. I had the most fun. I am loving the psychic parties. Get a hold of me. If you've got a party, you want me there, I'm there. The only thing I do warn you is I like lots of water and I am silly. If you're ready to laugh, I had the most fun. Archie's my new friend, the Great Dane from last week. We will be getting the Great Dane here now, me and Kay. I got to have one with my pet squirrel that I have. I have got to have a Dane. I just love the dog. Patty, tell everybody what you want to tell them before they push us out. Wonderful.
Have a fabulous night and have a fabulous day. Do the Dream School thing. I put the link up. And find me at pattynegri.com or psychicsgonewild.com. And Jethro, what do you want to tell everybody?
I want to tell them to watch the video of Patty. I got to see it. It's on YouTube. It's phenomenal. Patty is Patty.
Yeah.
And I just, those of you who know, I mean, for someone who does this, visualize all day long, you cook cake or you do something, you're a baker, and then you turn around and you see the prima la prime cake. Patty is our prima la prime psychic. Listen to the video, watch the video, see her, get to know her. Love her like we all do. I do tease you guys. I noticed you put her as the shark in our card for the Jib Jabs Making Me Scream Like a Girl. And I thought that was very clever because Patty is wild. She is fun. I want you guys to laugh and joke, and we will see you next Friday. Remember, we're always out there, and if you need a little wild, just pick up that phone or grab that computer. Psyche's Gone Wild is in an archive or on a night show once a week.